Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The most consequential legal ruling over abortion rights since Roe was overturned could impact 40 million women nationwide. A federal judge in Texas is set to rule in a lawsuit that seeks to ban the drug mifepristone, one of two drugs typically used to induce a medicated abortion. CBS's Meg Oliver reports that more than half of all abortions in the U.S. use this medication.
Dr. Kristen Brandy, an OBGYN in New Jersey, is nervous. The Texas federal court ruling could mean drastic changes for her patients.
If this lawsuit bans this drug, how would that affect patient care?
It would be devastating because a lot of people rely on this medication. It's something that has been the standard of care for over 20 years.
But a lawsuit filed by the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, an anti-abortion organization, seeks to reverse the FDA's approval of the drug and remove it from the market, claiming insufficient safety studies.
We're confident that when any court looks at the law and looks at the science, it will realize that the FDA has completely failed its responsibility to protect women and girls.
What? The FDA says it does not comment on pending litigation, but physicians groups, including the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, say the drug is safe and effective. It can be ordered online with a prescription, even in states where surgical abortions are restricted. It's also used to manage miscarriages. The decision is now in the hands of a Trump-appointed federal judge.
If there is a nationwide injunction, then the drug used for medication abortions will be off market in all 50 states, at least during the period where the injunction is in force.
Dr. Brandy says patients will still be able to get a medication abortion even if mifepristone is banned by using the other drug in the combination.
It's a little bit less effective. There may be higher risk of side effects or people needing additional care.
Megan Boone says the outcome in this case may undermine the FDA approval process, setting a damaging precedent.
That's it. Bingo. Right there. This is a twofer. You understand this is a twofer. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I don't want to say hump day because you might get impregnated. And then what will you do? What will you do? Where will you go? How could you fit? You know, you could be single. I don't know. So anyway, this is a twofer. So there was a judge shopping outing where the Uber, you know, Sharia law, you know, people went shopping for a judge who also shares their religious fervor in inserting themselves into our lives, our uteri, our fallopian tubes, our, cervixes. And in doing so, they ended up in a one judge division in Amarillo, Texas. This is why you have to have more than one judge in a court in a district, because they were guaranteed that this judge, this one from uber religious liberty right wing university, group donors trust, Heritage Foundation slash Leonard Leo's handpicked guy. Would get the case. They knew exactly where to go, where they'd be one judge for the entire division and the entire district, and it would end up in front of this guy, and this guy is a religious zealot. His name is Kaczmarek, Matthew Kaczmarek. He was appointed by Donald Trump, as you must know. He's overseeing the case, okay? He literally tried to not tell the public that he was having this hearing today. You know why? He was scared. He's scared that if he takes away 40 million women's rights, that there might be some protest. There might be some pushback. There might be some, screaming. There might be some, objection to his ruling. And he didn't want anybody to object. He literally worked as a legal counsel for First Liberty Institute, which is a conservative legal fund, okay? It's a legal group funded by, I should say, it's a legal group funded by Donors Trust and the Federalist Society and Leonard Leo and Peter Thiel and all these dudes, okay? All these people that want an autocratic, easy to control population, and by, you know, taking away our rights to protest, taking away what we read, taking away our right to reproductive freedom, taking away our right to choose, you know, whether or not, they know that we're easily controlled by doing stuff like this. And so they're looking to do a twofer. So what's the twofer? Not only would they deprive, you know, women of safe medical abortion with two pills, but they would also be attacking the FDA at the same time. And they would be saying that the FDA approved this drug 20 years ago, which was used in Europe before it was used here. Does anybody ever remember, us boomers remember. Okay, boomer. Hey, you know what? I got hormones and I got Medicare, so F you. But I'm good. But RU486, does anybody remember RU486? That was the European version of mifepristone here in the United States. And so we let them go first. We let the French women go first. So we know this is safe. We know it's effective. We know it doesn't have 5 million women in the United States have used this double drug therapy. And they got four local doctors to say, oh no, you can't use this. It's bad. The FDA screwed up. This is what's going on. And it's behind closed doors and he won't let anybody in the courtroom. So all we can do is wait. That's all we can do. But everything that this judge is doing is all on the sly. It's all in the back room. It's been judge shopping from the get-go. And then we've been waiting and everybody's telling you, you know, this guy could rule for the entirety of the United States out of one little court in Amarillo, Texas. Yes. And that's true. That's true. This one guy. And, the people who are so interested in pushing their religion down your throat, the people who are so interested in creating a Christian law-based nation, not a nation of laws, not a nation of men, but a nation of religious law, of biblical law, as they see it, as they interpret it, these people are really gunning for us. And he's one of them. This judge is one of them. And so right now, I believe, because there's no cameras allowed in this courtroom, there's no cell phones even allowed in this courtroom. This guy is so on the sly doing this stuff, okay, that we don't really know what's going on out there. But all I could tell you is that the DOJ, that's defending the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, last I checked with a reporter there, they were making their case to this judge. This morning, these four anti-abortion medical organizations that just sort of popped up in that district, popped up in that region, a couple months before this lawsuit was filed, so convenient, and four doctors who have treated patients with this drug, they got to go first. They had the burden of proof. So they said that our frontline doctors have firsthand experience in treating and caring for the women and girls harmed by these dangerous drugs. That is the lawyer for something called the Alliance Defending Freedom. For who? For who? I mean, these Orwellian names is just like the Alliance Defending for who? Who are they defending freedom for? Certainly not, us. So they got four doctors, is what they said they had. I can't tell you what they really have, but I will tell you 5 million. 5 million people have taken mifepristone since the FDA approved it more than 20 years ago. 5 million. So this is what he doesn't want, the 5 million to show up at the court where the four are saying, oh no, the FDA erred. The FDA made a mistake. This is dangerous. We've treated patients with the drugs and these people have been harmed. Women and girls have been harmed. These are dangerous, dangerous drugs. In front of a judge who was handpicked by the uber right wing religious zealots in this country.